Well, you have heard the sayings, I'm sure, about hope, that hope floats, that hope is that thing with feathers, that hope never gives up. Any others? What are those adages you've heard?
Hope never dies.
Hope never dies. It springs eternal.
Hope on, hope ever.
Say that one again.
Hope on, hope ever.
Pandora's last curse. Oh. Well, I've got another one for us today, but I need just a little bit of time, Nancy, to build up to it. There is this biblical idea that the great saints, the prophets, the faithful, the change agents, that they take this world and they flip it around. They turn it on its head. They flip it around. They treat the poor as if they were rich. They love the reviled as others love the beautiful. They take what is chaotic, confusing, and broken and mold it into the kingdom of God. They take, you might say, this earth and make of it a heaven. Much like the biblical concept, there are times when this flipping, when this turning of the earth on its head is done by change agents right here, by the Martin Luther Kings, by the Malala Yousafzais, by the UUCSers. Woohoo! And there are other times when it is done naturally, or at least when it appears to occur naturally. I think of the times that I have climbed great heights, gotten to the top of a mountain, and looked down into a wide valley, and I see what is below me, and I see that it has been utterly transformed in my eyes. I have a brand new perspective on what this earth is. When what was once just leaves and dirt has become a landscape of profound capacity, complexity, and beauty, it appears that from a distance, that down there is like heaven. It's perfect, at least in a moment, as the sky might usually seem. This also happens to me when I climb to the top of a skyscraper or when I am on the edge of the ocean looking out into that great deep blue sea and into the horizon. In this same way, we flip the world over, turn it around, see it in a completely new way. How else do we do this? I do this often with retrospect, with looking backwards over my life. Have you ever looked back on your life, perhaps the past 10 years or the past 20 or 50? And when you do, you see it in a completely new way. I often see this trajectory, a trajectory without which where I am right now in this moment would have been impossible. Have you ever looked back and seen finally that map of your life? That map of your life that only makes sense in this odd reverse way of viewing it, where every single moment that at the time was difficult was absolutely necessary because without it you would not be the human that you are today? If I had the power to pause in that moment of retrospect and instead dive back into just one of those moments, it wouldn't be pretty or beautiful. It would be just as messy and strange as it was then. But when I'm looking back, I see it as if it were this perfect map, this path that I had taken and somehow known all along to get to this moment right now that makes sense. I see in retrospect something of meaning to my life, maybe. Something of meaning, and often something of purpose. Sometimes this life, it is turned on its head by our perspective, by the way we choose to or are empowered to view it. This sort of flipping feels good to me, grounding. But there's another kind of flipping. There are times when this world is spun over for us. Ashley alluded to a number of these in her reflection on loss. When the twists, when the turns, when the somersaults that happen by forces beyond our making, but we are left to make sense of it. I saw an image a few days back in the Washington Post, maybe some of you did as well, the Grand Canyon seemingly filled to the brim with water, with waves. Did anyone else see this image? it looked like waves were lapping at the edge of the canyon rim. Only with careful viewing did it become obvious that the substance was not water, or not water like we find in the ocean. It was clouds. The phenomenon is called a total temperature inversion. Inversion, flipping. Clouds usually form in the sky in what is often called heaven, and how does that happen? When moist air rises up, it cools and the moisture condenses into clouds. Science majors, you know all this stuff already. But in rare circumstances, the opposite happens. Cold air is at the ground and warm air is above it. The atmosphere flips from what it normally is, and all of a sudden the clouds are at our feet. The heaven is at our feet. I love this idea, this phenomenon, for its beauty, but also for the symbol that it brings to mind. There are times when I feel like I'm walking around in clouds. Do you ever have those feelings? Clouds that seem foreign, like they don't belong. Who put those clouds there? Haze that is unsettling. There are times when I move about in a day filled with the haze of disquieting news, unimaginable truths, unpalatable incongruences. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to say that, but I did. There are times when I can't, for all of my trying, see my hand in front of my face, when I can no longer see my agency, my capacity to change this world, when there is a haze between me and my agency. Clouds roll in. They roll in when friends I feel who deserve only joy are diagnosed with cancer. When dear ones struggle to see the beauty in their own soul, when partisan politics whips us up into hating one another, and I participate, when young people are killed because they are not white or Christian, when others are killed because they are, when the brokenhearted turn to violence, when the violence touches us all, these are the signs of the clouds that meet us here, the clouds that meet us here at heart level. We are called as soulful people, as ethical movers, as faithful believers in the beloved community to turn this world upside down, to spin it yet again. Let's use that image of the total temperature inversion to help us. Let's imagine this haze, this world of confusion, as the clouds that sometimes test our living, that block our sun, that challenge our hope. Hope for me, here we come back to it finally. Hope for me is the ability to see the sun shining even through the clouds. The ability to see the sun shining even through the clouds that meet us at heart level. To see and to feel the warmth of the heavenly orb even here on this level, when the condensation rolls in. To see my hand and know that it is empowered as ever. Hope for me is the realization that when our world has been turned upside down, not by us alone, but by us all, and by forces beyond us, we have, even when it doesn't feel like it, even when it doesn't look like it, we have been brought closer. Now here's the surprise. We have been brought closer to heaven. Closer to God, I say. You may use a different word. How? How does that happen? The clouds that meet us at heart level, they are the proof. They are the proof that the world can be turned upside down. Sometimes it's turned upside down in ways that break our hearts. But if it can be turned in ways that break our hearts, then we can just as easily flip it the other way. If it can be turned by the forces of pain, it can also be turned by the forces of love. May we find hope for heaven in the condensation of our days. Amen.